So I'm at the Computing at School Summer School, and I've managed to bully Ian Livingstone into a corner here in the middle of his dinner. If you don't know Ian Livingstone, maybe the name doesn't mean anything, but if I say things like the IDIS, Games Workshop, Tomb Raider, Grand Theft Auto, some people tout Ian Livingstone as being the father of Lara Croft. And I'm going to ask him some questions. So, Ian, can I ask, why have you come here to speak to teachers at this summer school?
Well, as you well know, I was tasked by Advaita, the Culture Minister, last year, along with Alex Hope, to write a skills review to look at the skills being taught in universities and schools and whether they're appropriate for the video games industry and for the visual effects industry. And that was an enormous task, and together with Nesta, we compiled a report called Next Gen, and we looked at the whole talent pipeline within schools and universities. And the report was published in February this year, and there's going to be a formal response from DfE, BIS, and from DCMS. And hopefully we'll get some traction with some of the 20 recommendations we made. The main one being that we would like to get computer science into the school's national curriculum, because we believe that ICT, as currently taught, is not going to serve our children in any way to be able to get a game in the games industry, in financial services, in anything that requires computing. It's not going to be ICT. So following the report, the publication, I'm on a mission, I suppose, to preach the gospel about getting computer science in the school's national curriculum. And this is a brilliant opportunity to come here today and tell everybody here, and hopefully they will spread the word. And I'm sure most of you already know that ICT, whilst useful, is not computing. It's the difference between reading and writing. It's the difference between using an app and making an app. And it's a fundamental difference. And if you want to inspire children, you have to give them the tools to build the digital tools, because we can't build a digital economy with a nation of digital illiterates.
So you're quite passionate about computing, and you think it should be within the national curriculum. What about, I'm sure there's ICT teachers out there that are such a frightened at the prospect of introducing programming and computing into the ICT curriculum. Have you any words of encouragement or advice you'd offer to them?
Well, they're probably aware that their students are either falling asleep or disengaged when they're teaching ICT. You can teach PowerPoint, Excel and Word in weeks. It doesn't take a year or 2 years to teach these skills. They are useful for project management and office skills, but they're not in any way, shape or form, computing. We need people who can build things creatively, digital building blocks, for the creative economy, for the digital economy, for the future of the UK economy, and for the future of the digital world, to be able to build things using computer science and digital art. And it's just what children enjoy more than anything else. Give them the opportunity to create, not just use technology.
And one final question. A lot of people are saying that the UK is sliding behind other countries around the world in terms of the global games industry. What do you think, in sort of a minute, less than a minute, what do you think that the UK has to offer the global games industry?
We are perhaps the most creative nation in the world. Look at our art, our fashion, our music, our television, our architecture, our design. And last but not least, look at our video games and computer games. We must give the school children and the students of this country the skills and the tools to carry that heritage forward.
Ian Livingstone, thank you very much.
Pleasure.